everyone. Welcome to FinSights from the FinLabs, your podcast for the latest in innovation and transformation from our FinLabs experts. I'm your host, Joyce Pogge, Senior Associate of Marketing at Synchron New York. After a successful series on various tech topics ranging from asset management to banking and innovation to ESG, we welcome you to our first podcast on diversity, equity, and inclusion and Synchron's own DEI campaign, Same Difference. In this series, we'll be discussing the latest trends, news, and strategies focused on these themes across the full recruitment lifecycle, from hiring to retention to advancing hired employees. To kick off our first episode, I'm joined by two very special guests, Mei Yang, Global Head of Operations at Synchron, and Sasha Michelle, Senior Manager of Business Development based in Synchron's U.S. Central Office. Mei and Sasha, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.
We're super excited to have you both here. So today we'll be discussing diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, at a high level, and how businesses can best utilize DEI programs, as well as how factors such as the COVID-19 pandemic have shifted how these policies are implemented. Oftentimes, we look at these topics really abstractly, and today we want to be able to view them not only from a business perspective, but also a personal one. So before we really dive into today's topics, can you give the listeners a short introduction of yourselves and your background, both personally and professionally? Mei, I'll have you kick this one off.
Sure. Thank you, Joyce. So I was born and bred in Singapore, but my great-grandparents, they actually work from Fujian province in China. So I grew up in a single-parent family, and my mom has been my role model and inspirations ever since. As for my better half, he's American, and we continuously challenge each other's view and perceptions in current affairs. Professionally, I've spent 10 years in Synchron, starting off my journey in Singapore and have moved to the UK after that. I've taken on different roles in the organization, ranging from sales to operations. And my current role as Global Head of Operations has really helped me to get a very different view on people's perspective and how do we bring different teams together to achieve our goals.
Wonderful. Thank you. And Sasha?
Sure. Starting off personally, one of the things that makes me very passionate about our DE&I program is just my background, where I grew up in a predominantly Black near west suburb of Chicago and attended private Lutheran school in a predominantly Italian neighborhood. And I also had an amazing opportunity to live in New Delhi, India in ninth grade, where I lived on the campus of the Indian Institute of Islamic Studies and attended the American Embassy School. And in addition to that, I also have two biracial children that are half Filipino. So this program is very, very exciting for me, and I'm excited to be involved in it. And then on the professional level, I've been with Synchron since 2018 as a senior manager of business development, focusing on the insurance vertical. I work with stakeholders globally, and I'm based in Chicago. And I'm also heavily involved in our DEI initiative as a BU SPAC as well, and working with global teams.
That's amazing. And it's incredible to hear both of your connections to these programs. And I think that that's in part like what makes them so successful. So diversity, equity, and inclusion have been major points of discussion over the last few years, but really throughout 2020. But within each of these aspects is a ton of information and subtopics that play a hand in every single aspect of a business, and they can mean something different to the people implementing programs around them. So as two senior level women within a global multicultural organization, and as we just heard, with diverse backgrounds of your own, what do diversity, equity, and inclusion mean to you? Sasha, you can take this one first.
Okay. Diversity to me means including or involving people of different racial, ethnic, gender, sexual orientation, socioeconomic backgrounds. And equity to me is just fairness and realizing that everyone starts at a different point and acknowledging that and just identifying ways to make sure that every different group can be successful. And then for inclusion, it's just making sure, again, that everyone feels a part of the organization, regardless of race, gender, sexual orientation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and to add on to Sasha's point as well, right, when we talk about inclusion, I think inclusion is really key. And inclusion is not engagement, right? We mistake that all employee engagement means that we're being inclusive, right? But inclusion actually ensures that employees actually feel welcome, safe by showing up as themselves. And then they have that connection and value, and they are being valued in the organization. So I think inclusion, it's really the base that we need to have in the organization. And that would in turn be able to attract a very diverse workforce. And a diverse team itself generally tends to be more innovative, right? We get different ideas. Everyone draws from their background and what they know, right? And our views on issues would be very different, right? Sasha's view and my view and Joyce yourself as well would be very different. And for us to have a diverse team coming together, that is where we're able to solve our problems at the organizational level, our clients' problems, and come up with more innovative solutions.
You both made really great points here about the language and how sometimes people think it means one thing versus another. You know, May, you just said engagement versus inclusion. And Sasha, you were talking about equity versus equality. And I think that those are good things to touch upon. You know, May, you went into a little bit of detail here, but, you know, the equity versus equality, those don't mean the same thing. And I think sometimes people discussing DEI may get that confused. You know, equality is making sure we're all at the same level, but equity is making sure we all have the resources to start from where we are to make sure we get to that same level. So I think, you know, clarifying that language is really important, as you guys have both done. So the foundation of DEI and the commitment to workplace diversity and inclusion is not a new topic. Its history began in the early 1960s with the introduction of affirmative action and continued with the Civil Rights Act, the Equal Opportunity Commission, Workforce 2000, Americans with Disabilities Act, and so on. If you, as a listener, would like to learn more about this timeline, you can check out a great infographic through talentinnovation.org. But despite this history, it really felt that 2020 was the year of action, and I think 2021 is continuing that same way. It's clear that companies need to implement programs and strategies around DEI so that it becomes a part of their company DNA. From your perspectives, are there any essential ways in which to implement these programs so that they're effective? And are there any challenges around development in longstanding institutions which may not have had programs around this before versus, let's say, a newly developed startup?
Sure. I think companies need to take a systematic and a business-led approach, right, when it comes to diversity and inclusion, right? You need to really have the buy-in from the management team. So there is a top-down approach, but you also need to couple that with a bottoms-up approach, right? And the bottoms-up approach is really having your employees resource group, an ERG, or to have working groups at the grassroots level that really understands the situation on the ground and what initiatives would resonate a lot better, right? So in long-standing institutions, of course, it is definitely there are challenges, right, to turn things around, right, to change the current dynamics as well as the mix and percentages when it comes to diversity. Right. In a newly developed startup, it's a clean sheet of paper, right? You can intentionally build your team to ensure that it has a diverse workforce, that it has the gender diversity that we're looking at, the racial diversity as well. So I think different organizations will have different challenges. In long-standing institutions, one of the, I think, pitfall is to push the ownership of diversity and inclusion to HR or a very similar function. Right. But this is not something that I feel that HR should own unless there is a very strong passion behind that. And that is why I think at Synchron itself, we've started working groups, which we'll talk more about in the next question, that to really drive and allow passionate individuals like Sasha to really drive those working groups and gain momentum that at the grassroots level.
Yeah, I totally agree. Sasha?
Sure. I think the awareness and education and the ongoing communication that we're having in our working groups and as a whole, as we get together with all of the volunteer groups across the globe, is really key. The awareness, like we're having these monthly meetings with speakers that are external, and we're doing an unconscious bias training as well. I guess that's what I would add. Those things are all very, very crucial. And I'm seeing a difference already. I think a lot of it is just people understanding where their own biases are, or just learning from others.
Definitely. And I like that you both brought up education. You know, as crucial as it is to have businesses participate in this, as you said, May, it's essential that there's momentum and empowerment from the individuals as well. You know, it's great to have commitment from an organization, because that can really drive kind of influence both internally and externally. But it's also up to us as employees to learn and read and watch and listen and take that with us, you know, back to work, so that we can really ultimately drive change. And Sasha, as you said, you know, it's really important to give people access to communication resources and education resources through things like unconscious bias trainings and the like, because it's really incredible what you can learn once you have those. You know, you may feel like, hey, I've been doing everything right, but that may not actually be true. You can come to find out that may not be accurate. So I definitely encourage everyone to kind of challenge their own notions of their own behavior, and be open to keep learning kind of through this whole process. So Synchron recently launched its own DEI program called Same Difference. So May, can you give us a breakdown of the program, the inspiration behind the title, and really how the response has been from employees?
Sure. So our Same Difference program, we're going to focus on two types of diversity, right? So one is gender diversity, and the other one is our LGBTQ plus community as well. So there are individual working groups that have been set up at the BU level to drive initiatives, as well as to cross leverage resources that we have across the business units. Right. And as Sasha have mentioned, some of the initiatives, for example, is the external speakers that are coming in. And that is under our Take the Leap monthly sessions that we're doing. And during the Take the Leap sessions, our external speakers speak about how they navigate their career, you know, advice that they would give to organizations like us that are maybe quite young in our journey, as well as certain issues and challenges that they face when pursuing D&I initiatives in their organization and in the industry itself. So we've had a number of very interesting speakers coming to speak to us. And I think personally, I've learned a lot on how we can leverage, you know, their experience and really help us jumpstart our D&I initiatives as well. When it comes to the inspiration behind the title, so, you know, we all come from different backgrounds, right? Just between the three of us as well, we have different upbringing, they're coming from different parts of the world. But ultimately, we are all human beings and we all have the same needs, right? So therefore, the title of Same Difference, there really isn't much of a difference between all of us, as long as we come and talk about it and understand where we all come from.
I love that. And Sasha, as an employee, you know, who is, you know, we're part of these programs from an employee level, but how do you find the programs? You know, May's coming from a kind of the management perspective, but how do you think that they're...
Well, I was very pleased to see a large number of senior male leaders just volunteering in the gender diversity side and getting very involved and passionate as well. So I think that was one of the things that really was exciting for me. And I think the mentorship program as well, where senior females are mentoring other females in slightly less senior positions, is another positive thing that I'm really excited to participate in as well.
Definitely. And May, what are one or two things that you'd like to see accomplished as part of Same Difference this year and maybe beyond?
On the gender diversity side, we've set a target for ourselves that we want to see a 10% year-on-year growth when it comes to our female demographics. And I'm really excited to really implement all the initiatives that we have to help us see this target that we have. on the LGBTQ side, I think awareness is key, is for us to really be aware and also to highlight the allies that we have in the organization, right? And to really give them that visibility, because with by showcasing our allies, it promotes a safe working place when we talk about inclusion, right? And employees would feel that I can come and show and be myself within the team, within the organization.
I saw too, you know, as part of with my marketing background, you know, I'm involved a little bit in recruitment as well. And we've recently launched a program, Women Back to Work. And I have seen such an amazing response to that. So I think that we can easily accomplish these things this year, definitely. You know, International Women's Day is just around the corner, and it feels even more significant than years past, I think. And I'm sure you guys will agree. You know, this year's theme is choose to challenge. So as women in leadership positions, what would you like to see people choosing to challenge this year?
I guess from my standpoint, I would just say that people being, I guess, speaking out and continuing to educate just in their day-to-day work. I know we're all very busy. We're very focused on our projects, and just to continue being self-aware and then just educating. That's what I would say.
Definitely.
For myself, I would like to see people choose to challenge difficult conversation, right? I think a lot of times we may avoid those. And these difficult conversations can be in regards to different views and different opinion, right? It's good for us to challenge that. And we will be then be able to get a better understanding as to the perception and ideas that each individual would have.
I agree, you know, that they're difficult, but I think you end up learning probably the most out of conversations like that. And that's why it's so important to keep having them in spite of that. So we are just about out of time today, but May and Sasha, thank you so much for speaking with me today. With such a tumultuous year behind us, it's really inspiring to hear how companies are changing for the better and making sure that all employees, both prospective and current, are set up to succeed even in this remote environment that we are now all working in. Are there any final comments that you would both like to leave our listeners with? May, you can take this one first.
Sure. My comment is that everyone has a role to play, right? I think for us to be able to achieve our goals and targets when it comes to diversity and inclusion, we need everyone's help, right? It's not just the working group, it's not just the management, but, you know, every little bit that you can do within your teams, within your groups, to be an ally, to be outspoken about what you believe in, I think that will really go a very long way.
And I would just say for others in the company that are listening to this podcast, we would love to have more volunteers for the programs, the working programs, as well as the mentorship program.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both again, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Stick with us in this series as we partner with industry leaders and DEI champions to continue this conversation. If you like what you heard, make sure to like and subscribe. We'll catch you next time.